You're listening to All Things Considered here on IPR News Radio. I'm Morgan Springer. In the past year, the Traverse City Historical Society was sent a diary. At first, they didn't know who it belonged to, except that it was written in 1919 by a 15-year-old boy who grew up in Traverse City. The diary was donated to the Historical Society by a woman who bought it at an antique store while she was on vacation in Traverse City. She gave the Historical Society the diary with one request: figure out who wrote it. Julie Shupry is on the board of the Historical Society, and she took on that task of identifying the boy who wrote it.
I started out by jotting down names that I came across in the diary. And as I accumulated the names, I did some basic genealogy searching on Ancestry.com and was able to match the names with a particular family. I was able to make the solid conclusion that this was a boy from the Straub family. It belonged to 15-year-old Robert Straub, who was the son of Anton Straub. Anton and his brother John were co-owners of the Straub Brothers and Amiotte Candy Factory.
What was the relevance of this candy factory for the Traverse City community?
It was a very large employer. They were in business for quite a number of years, and the company shipped candies all over the country and maybe even the world.
Can you read me a part of the diary that you think really exemplifies him?
This one is an entry from January 9th. He wrote usually what time he would get up in the morning and what he did throughout the day. And usually at the very end, he would write how much money he spent that day. On January 9th, he wrote that he got up early today, time 8:15 a.m., fixed the fire and shoveled off the walk, went over to Aunt Alice's in the morning, went downtown in the afternoon and was home by 4 p.m. I got supper because Mama was over to Evelyn's, wrote three letters, went to the commission meeting after supper, began at 8 p.m. and it let out at 10 p.m. Some time there. The whole commission better study up on parliamentary rule. Spent 25 cents for ice cream.
That's great. The ice cream detail.
Yes.
I read some of the sections and it looks like he eats a lot of ice cream and he goes to the movies a lot.
Yes.
Would you say that? And he shovels snow a lot.
Yes.
And his handwriting's, it's pretty good, right?
Very neat. No, there was no issue reading his handwriting at all.
So he didn't write about many personal details. Were there ways in which you felt like you got to know him or that you were surprised by him when you were reading it?
What I get from his writings is that he's a very responsible young man. He has chores every day, and he does them. He writes about them, shoveling, putting wood or coal, whatever, into the fire and taking out the ashes. He also writes about his leisure time, which seems like he had an awful lot of it, even though he did spend a lot of time studying and doing chores.
What did you enjoy most about reading his diary?
I think I enjoyed the places that he and his family went to. He talks about going to have dinner with his family at the Whiting Hotel, and I didn't realize that there even was a dining room or a restaurant there. Reading about the movies that he saw at the Lyric Theater and the places that he shopped, it brings it to life, brings the Traverse City history to life when you actually read about those places from somebody's own viewpoint.
What seemed really different to you about Traverse City then and Traverse City now?
It seemed at the time people were more familiar with each other. It was a much smaller community, and it seems like everyone knew everyone, or at least were familiar with each other. A lot of people socialized throughout the community, especially business people of the same social stature.
Are there many firsthand accounts like this, like a diary, of Traverse City?
I don't believe so. I think this was a pretty unusual item.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me.
Thank you for having me.
Julie Shupry is on the board of the Traverse City Historical Society, and she's the author of a few local history books. You can see pictures of Robert Straub and his diary on our website. That's iprnews.org. There's also a picture of the Straub family's candy company, which was located on Front Street, where North Peak Brewing Company is now located. This is All Things Considered here on IPR News Radio.